Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited to have my next guest with me. He's a dear, dear friend. We have had some wonderful meals together at CPAC when we used to go to Washington, D.C. before it became a place not welcoming to those of us who honor God, country, and the Constitution. At any rate, we did. He's a wonderful, and he's been fighting this fight to expose the red-green axis for years. For years, he has been fighting this fight, and I'm so proud of him for hanging in there through just all of the hate and all of the attacks. Who was Karl Marx? The men, the motives, and the menace behind today's rampaging American left is the new book. Jim Simpson is my guest. You deserved that kudo, my friend.
Thanks, Greg. That's really nice. Yeah, you know, it gets pretty old, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It gets pretty old. Yeah, I've been writing and blogging and doing stuff since 2002. And I'll tell you what, it's discouraging sometimes to see how bad things have gotten. And knowing from the beginning that that was where we were headed, you know, it's very, very difficult. But, we have to keep praying and we have to keep going. Because the alternative is simply unimaginable. It's unthinkable.
Well,
and I describe it in that book.
and I want to get into that this morning in our conversation. Obviously, yeah. You know, time is always short on the radio, unfortunately. But yep. So let's begin with when somebody asks you who's Karl Marx? Who really is Karl Marx?
Well, it's a fascinating question because he is not the person that the left has made out to be since time immemorial. In the mind of the left, Karl Marx is a secular god. But the reality is that... You there?
Yes, I'm listening.
The reality is that Karl Marx was a person who was exactly the kind of person he claimed to despise. He was a greedy, selfish, parasitic blob. I mean, his mother carried him weekly to change his underwear, and he ignored her. He was impossibly greedy. His father was a wealthy, wealthy attorney in Lutheran Germany and showered money on him, and he ran through that money in no time flat and spent the rest of his time depending on small cash donations that were sent to him by his co-conspirator, Friedrich Engels. And Engels stole money out of the petty cash account from his father's business. And they were both the sons of wealth. And when he couldn't get money from Engels, he turned over ailing relatives, waiting for them to die so he could find out what he would get in their wills. And he would send letters to Engels and to his wife, thrilling about how much money he was going to get when this old or whoever, you know, passed away. And it's just amazing. Two of his daughters committed suicide, and a son-in-law committed suicide. Three of his children died of malnutrition. And while his wife, who left him twice but came back for God knows why, was running around trying to raise enough money for a coffin for one of their children, he employed what one writer called a loudish, libidinous, and otherwise useless secretary because, he said, a man of his stature had to keep up appearances. Now, I mean, it's simply amazing. Yeah. He spied on his communist friends for money from the German government. Fathered a child by his maid and accused Engels of being the one to have actually done the deed. And Engels raised the child as his own and didn't admit it was Marx's until his deathbed. And, you know, the things that his friends said about him, Mikhail Bakunin, who was the most prominent anarchist of the day, said one has to worship Marx in order to be loved by him. One has to at least fear him in order to be tolerated by him. Marx is extremely proud, up to dirt and madness. And you have to underline that word, proud, because that is what drives these people. They are like megalomaniacally conceited.
They think they have
the right. Yeah, and they think they have the right to impose this monstrosity of an ideology and a world plan on the rest of us, and eliminating entire classes of people in the process.
As you're explaining this, obviously we're talking about the despicable character of Karl Marx, who had no morals. He wasn't necessarily raised by an atheist parenthood, but he rejected all concepts and all ideals of having to do with anything godly. And it sounds like that he did that in order to excuse his completely immoral behavior.
Yeah. No, I mean, he was a master at excuse-making, a master at blaming others for all of his problems. I mean, his life is a litany of blaming others for all of his problems. One writer suggested that the reason he hated capitalism so much was because he played the stock market and frequently lost. His mother said Carl ought to try practicing a little capitalism rather than just talking about it. And, you know, this was his thing. And and he was raised as a Christian. His father was Jewish, but converted to Christianity about the time Marx was born because Jews were not able to practice their profession in Lutheran Germany at the time.
Sure.
So it was a practical move.
Protestantism. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a practical move, but Marx was raised and he made beautiful Christian poetry when he was in high school, but then he went off to college.
All right,
and
well, Hank,
turned very dark.
So in your studies of Marx, where did he come across the idea of what we today refer to as communism or Marxism? And and then so where did that concept originate? You mentioned college. Was this something where there professors that were kind of playing around with this concept, and he turned it into a concrete ideology?
Well, no, you know, really, it preceded him. You know, the Jacobin Revolution in France really got it. That was really basically the model.
Okay.
And, you know, there were communes in France, and communism became an idea, you know, in the early 1800s, late 1700s, early 1800s, and he basically adopted it as his own and developed it, you know, a little further, and then came out with the Communist Manifesto in 1848, which laid out his plan, basically, for imposing communism on the world.
And was it originally accepted?
Well, no. I mean, yes and no. I think that the ideas, as they often are, hatched in colleges and universities. The ideas were popular among some people at the time. Of course, you know, the French Revolution was an entire event that really stood France on its head for a little while.
Right.
But, you know, as always in college and in youth circles, people always want to come up with ideas that are cool, ideas that they think are going to make them, you know, the new rulers of the world. And it's really, you know, it's adolescent ego. It's adolescent pride. You know, it's like the kids who used to sit around in the college dorm smoking pot and thinking and solving all the world's problems before they got to bed. You know, it's the same, the pride of youth taken to extreme.
All right,
that's my view of it.
I got you. Well, but we don't want to minimalize the damage, right, that this concept has done. And truly, Marx and his friends profited by this concept. They weren't the ones that were giving away everything that they had.
Yeah.
Simply saying to the ones that they truly saw as a class below them that they ought to share with each other. But the rich and his friends, that didn't belong. As long as his friends bowed down and treated him like a deity, am I too far off, or am I right?
No,
I hearing you right?
No, that's exactly right. You know, his friends said, you know, Marx was driven by hate rather than love for his fellow man. You know, his Engels said of him that he was. He stretches his arms far away in the air. The wicked fist is clenched. He rages without ceasing as if 10,000 devils had caught him by the hair. An Italian communist called him a destructive spirit whose heart was filled with hatred rather than love of mankind. Marx preached that he is the absolute ruler of his party and he tolerates no opposition. They were looking to this as their ticket to a free ride.
Sure.
Absolute power and wealth. And that's what they're about.
On the backs of everyone else, and who cared because their lives didn't matter. All right, we're going to take
exactly
a quick break,
right,
folks. When we come back, Jim's going to bridge the gap between this original 1848 concept and what's literally happening in our country today. We talked in our first segment with David Johnson about the hate of CRT.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Get to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Load up your podcast there, because we put all these segments up on the show or from the show every single day at the website, and you can load up your podcaster and listen at your convenience at anything you might miss, and you don't want to miss a minute of this. Jim Simpson, the author, who was Karl Marx, the men, the motives, and the menace behind today's rampaging American left, and that brings us really to the kitchen table. Jim, because, you know, we talk about it as history, and that's all well and good to get an idea. But this is not history. This is the here and the now. Tell me about the things that you see in America right now that concern you about communistic takeover and what they're doing.
Well, you know, look around. Pretty much everything that's happening today, and I state it directly in the book that we are witnessing the communist takeover of the United States of America in real time. Everything that's happening, I don't care, you know, anything, whether it's critical race theory or President Biden, quote unquote, President Biden, absolutely treasonous withdrawal from Afghanistan, his treasonous support for the communist Chinese, you know, his opening the Nord Stream pipeline for Russia while he shuts down our pipeline, the open borders, wide open borders, which is allowing literally a an invasion of our country by people who will destroy it. You know, it's all part and parcel of the same thing. And they lie constantly about everything. And, you know, you wonder, well, what one thing we don't understand generally is that for the left, lying is not something that they are embarrassed about. Lying is part of their strategy. And so when you hear and see Jen Psaki or Biden himself or Nancy Pelosi or any of these people making the absolutely appalling statements they do, like DHS Secretary Mayorkas saying that the border is closed, the border is secure, this stuff is in your face, lies. And it's not merely to cover things up. It is bald-faced lies in our face. We know that they are lies, and they say it literally to infuriate us and to provoke us, because that's part of the whole strategy. And it's all so they, you know, right from the beginning, I have a chapter in the book called Entrepreneurial Parasites. That's what these people are. They all see themselves as entitled to seize every bit of wealth this country has and destroy it for everyone else. I mean, that's the real purpose behind this so-called infrastructure bill.
Right.
They are going to steal billions of dollars and at the same time serve to help collapse our economy.
Well, and let me, you folks, again, the name of the book is Who Was Karl Marx? The Men, the Motives, and the Menace Behind Today's Rampaging American Left. Go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. And if you go to the donate page, you'll see Amazon Smile. Click on that link, go over to Amazon and support Jim by getting this book. Supply chain breakdown, injection mandates, the energy crisis,
everything.
The divisive indoctrination. These are all everything. Marxist, communist
strategy.
Pillars. They're pillars within the Marxist communist strategy to destroy our nation. Think about it again. They're saying our shelves are going to be empty. Get used to it. They're saying we're going to have rolling blackouts.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S. based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom. constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.